Chilu Nishmas Abba Mori Zichronu Livracha. We're up to the Ramah at the end of Siman Tov Reish Pei Zayin. We learned yesterday that Kriyas HaMegillah is so important that you stop other mitzvos to do Kriyas HaMegillah. The only exception is burying a mace mitzvah, which overrides Kriyas HaMegillah. So now the Ramah says, V'kol zelo mairi ela bidika sholos laso shtehen. This idea that another mitzvah is pushed off because of Megillah reading, that's only if there's time for both. So then you'll do both. So first the Megillah, then the other mitzvah. Abalimi efshar laso shtehen. But if you can't do both, ein shu mitzvah d'araisa nidches b'pnei mikra Megillah. You don't push off any mitzvah d'araisa because of mikra Megillah. Meaning, if it's a choice of one or the other, then you certainly choose the mitzvah d'araisa, because that's more important than Megillah, which is derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some that argue, but this is the psak of the Ramah, that whenever we say that another mitzvah is nidcha because of Megillah, it means Megillah first, and then the mitzvah. Okay, then the Ramah concludes, now we said the Meis Mitzvah comes before Mikra Megillah. That's if there's time for the Megillah afterwards, meaning it's not going to be Shkia. But in this case, if it's going to be Shkia, so then the Ramah is saying, read the Megillah first, right before Shkia, and then bury the Meis, because you can bury the Meis a few minutes later also. And this way you'll be able to get both mitzvos in. Here again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes many Achronim argue on the Ramah and say you would do the Meis Mitzvah first even though there's no time for Megillah later. But the Mishnah Berurah says, even there, that's only in a Meis Mitzvah Mamash, that there's no one else at all to take care of the Meis. Normally nowadays, there are some people available and you're not the only person. So bottom line, if in a case like this would happen, first you would do the Megillah, and then help bury the Meis Mitzvah after it gets dark. Okay. Siman Tov Reish Pei Ches. This is the Siman that talks about that there are two times to read the Megillah. Most read on Yudalit, but the cities that were walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun read on Tezvav. So the Shulchan Aruch starts. Krochim ha-mukafin choma miyemos Yehoshua ben Nun afilu ein ha-mukafin achshav korim v'tezvav. So we know in the story of the Megillah, there was a war on Yud Gimel when the Jews defeated their enemies. But in Shushan, they also fought on Yud Daled, and they only stopped to celebrate on Tisvav. The rest of the Jews celebrated on Yud Daled. So in order to commemorate that there were two different days of celebration, Chazal said, let's have two different days. And Shushan was a walled city, so any walled city will do Tisvav. And all the regular cities would do what you'd dollar. And that's what we do. The problem is, at the time of the story of Purim, most of Eretz Yisrael was in ruins. There were very few walled cities there. So it wouldn't have shown proper kavod to Eretz Yisrael that the special rule of the walled city would apply in Chutzlars, not in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Chazal said, we're going to say any walled city from time of Yeshua be Nun will read on Tezvav. And that's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'afilu ein behem asara batlanim. Even if the walled city doesn't have 10 people that are just there, they're always in shul, ready to help with the tzarchei tzibur. Still, that's called a walled city, and it reads on tezvav. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'hu shehukaf v'acharkach yoshav, o yushav ketila al dasakifu acharkach. That's if the wall was there first, or if they built the houses with intention to put the wall up later. Le'afuke, to exclude the following case. Kishen no dash to yushav tchila al dash shelo le'akifo. If originally the houses were built with the intention not to put a wall around it, then later they changed their minds and put a wall, that's not considered a walled city. But the Ramah concludes, aval mistam hukaf aluv zov yushva. You can assume it was built in the way that you are chayev, and that's the assumption. Okay. Now, nowadays, halacha l'maisa, the only city that's definitely walled, Mizman Yeshua Bin Nun, is Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim celebrates Purim on the 15th. There are some cities in Eretz Yisrael that are a suffix, so they will get to this later, tomorrow, Bez Hashem. They celebrate Purim on the Dalit, but also as a Chumrah, they celebrate Tezvav as well. Akko, Be'er Sheva, Haifa, Yafo, Lod, and Tzfas. And Tzfas. In Chevron and Tveria, they're machmer only to read the Megillah on Tezvav, not to keep it as a full second day of Purim. And there are some cities in Chutz La'aretz where they read the Megillah on both days, in Baghdad and in Damascus. Again, in all of these places, the bracha is on the 14th, and for the Megillah, and the 15th is read as a chumrah. There's another question regarding Yerushalayim. How far does it extend to read the Megillah on the 15th? And most follow Shlomo Zalman's psak that all of the outlying areas, since they're all connected to Yerushalayim, that they pay taxes for Yerushalayim, they read on Tezvav. And that's like Hadassah and Karim Hospital, read on Tezvav, and Ramot. Again, there are some who argue, and you would ask a Shaila, but most follow Shlomo Zalman's psak to read on Tezvav in any part of Yerushalayim that's considered part of Yerushalayim.